This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Hello and welcome to Around Macoupin County. My guest on this weekend's show is Scott Isringhausen, Illinois Department of Natural Resources Urban Fishing Coordinator. Welcome to the show, Scott.
Well, thank you for having me here.
Scott, we're going to discuss today on the program Père Marquette State Park's Bald Eagle Days, which is, an annual tradition. And this year, it begins just a few days after the airing of this program on Thursday, December 28th. And you got a lot of dates again this year. I guess if you want to tell everybody what dates are around, you can do that to start off the program, because I know reservations are needed for all of the Bald Eagle Day watching programs.
Sure. The first program is going to be the 28th, which is a Thursday, then Friday the 29th of December, then we skip to January, Friday the 19th, Monday the 22nd, Friday the 26th, Saturday the 27th, Monday the 29th, Tuesday the 30th, and then we go to February. We have the 1st, 2nd, 3rd, 5th, 6th, 8th, 9th, then Friday, February 23rd, Monday, February 26th, and then our very last program is Thursday, March the 1st.
And, of course, for these programs, you like to people to make reservations. And what number do they call? Who do they call to make a reservation for one of the dates?
Sure, they call 618-786-3323.
Scott, we have done many visits concerning Bald Eagle Days and the program, and I thought before we get into a few more things about this year's event, we've been experiencing a little warmer temperatures here in the past few years, and I know eagles, they prefer to come down when it's a little bit colder and things like that. How did last year go as far as what you've seen when you did the tours?
To be honest with you, the last couple of years have been mild, like you said, and we did not have the numbers of eagles we've had in colder winters. I mean, I'm guessing probably 50%, 60% of what we normally would get on a good cold winter. Now, there were still plenty of eagles to see, but again, you got to have the cold weather to really get the large numbers of eagles down to this area.
I know when this program airs, we're forecast to be getting some colder temperatures than to the area that we haven't experienced since this year, so that might help as well.
I think it will, and to be honest with you, I have been seeing more eagles in the last 3 or 4 weeks than what I have seen in previous years. I mean, there's several around right now, so I don't know if that tells us that a lot of cold weather's coming or what it is, but it seems to be, to me, like there's more around than there typically is at this time of the year.
I was going to say, maybe the eagles know a little bit more about the forecast than the weathermen, right?
Well, they know more than I do. I know that.
Anyway, now you call in to make a reservation for a date that works for you if you'd like to go on one of these Bald Eagle tours. And if you would, start off with telling us a little bit about how they're conducted, and we'll get into more specifics as we go along.
Sure. Well, the Eagle program, you need to call to make a reservation. Again, call 618-786-3323. The program start at 8:30 in the morning. We will start with about an hour indoor informative program, which will include a video. We'll have a stuffed mature as well as an immature eagles, as a mature and an immature eagle for everyone to take a look at, a replica of an eagle egg, a replica of an eagle's nest. You'll have a chance to feel the real eagle wing, but a very, very informative program. We'll talk about why they're here, and obviously they're here primarily for their food, which is their favorite food, which is fish. We will then drive, and the first 13 people will have a chance to ride in the van. So the earlier you make a reservation, the better chance you are to get in the van. We'll drive into the Gilbert Lake Division of the Two Rivers National Wildlife Refuge, take a short hike to see an active eagle's nest. We cross the Brussels Ferry, go over into Calhoun County, and we'll go to the Two Rivers National Wildlife Refuge office. We'll stop at some areas over there to look at eagles, make our way up to the town of Hardin. Most days we eat at a restaurant called the Barefoot Restaurant, which is right along the Illinois River. Watch eagles while we eat. After lunch, we go into a fish and wildlife area where we typically see some eagles a little bit north of Hardin, and then we'll make our way back across the Joe Page Bridge, and make our way back to the park and get back sometime between 3 and 3:30. Now, that's a typical tour or typical program, and it does kind of deviate depending on what the weather is doing and kind of where the eagles are at that time, but that's typically where we go and kind of what happens.
I was asked a question, and I thought I would ask it of you. Just in conversation, somebody said, what happens if the weather turns really bad? What do you do if, like, we're predicted 10 inches of snow for one of the days that it's an Eagle watch day?
Well, there's been a couple times that we've just done something really small right around the visitor center, just across the river in this Gilbert Lake area. We've never had to totally cancel one, but we have definitely modified it. And if there's a lot of snow on the roads, we're not gonna take a chance and drive on the roads. But mentioning the real cold weather, sometimes the Brussels ferry gets closed. At that time, they open up the Winfield ferry, so don't not come because it's really, really cold and everything seems frozen up, because we go to this Winfield ferry, and over there, if it's like that, we may see 100 eagles just in one spot.
You mentioned if you get your reservation in, the first 13 go in a van with you. About how many cars do you allow to follow along as far as current one day?
Well, I don't really limit the cars, but we limit it to 50 people each day is what we try to do. And depending on how big the vehicles are, and some people will decide to carpool when they get here. But sometimes there's as many as 15 or 18 cars that do follow.
And what do you recommend as far as what people bring? I know you'll set up, a spotting scope and things like that, but if people are wanting to bring stuff, any recommendations? Obviously, dress for the occasion, but binoculars, cameras?
Yeah, I would bring both of them. And yes, be prepared to be outside your vehicle for 15 or 20 minutes, two or three times at least during the program. You don't have to. You can just sit in your vehicle, but... you mentioned the cameras and binoculars. Yes, cameras is very good. Typically, we will get at least one good opportunity on each tour for everybody to get a close-up look at an eagle and get a good picture. Again, there's no guarantee. And binoculars as well. But if you don't have binoculars, you don't have a camera, I do have a spotting scope, and everyone will get a close-up look at an eagle by looking through the spotting scope for sure.
You mentioned earlier about the active eagle nest. I know it's been active, and there was some down years for it, and you used to have a camera of which you're working on that. But how is the nesting going? More nests or just basically still the same nests, and how's the active one doing?
Kind of yes to all them questions. There are more nests. The active one is doing really good. We had an eagle attendant in it last year, and as the eagles do nest, they raise their young. And they keep, and whenever they become 5 years old, they become sexually mature, they come back to the area, and they'll build a nest in the same area vicinity. So we're starting to see more and more nests all the time in the area.
As far as eagles, obviously, is the big thing. But on these tours, I'm sure there's opportunity arise of other things that happen. Maybe you could talk a little bit about, in addition to eagles, what kind of things have people experienced when you took a Bald Eagle Day tour?
On the tours, we see a lot of different types of wildlife. Depending on what time of the year it is, the early ones, we may still see a few pelicans. Then on the later ones, we should start seeing pelicans again. But ducks, geese, wild turkeys, white-tailed deer, a lot of hawks. It's unbelievable the different types of wildlife, that we see sometimes. And we see coyotes. It's really kind of a wildlife tour. It really is.
And just one more question. Obviously, the program has a lot of dates. A lot of people can come. But if there's people who are still interested in seeing a bald eagle and things like that, and maybe they can't make any of your particular tour dates, do you have just a suggestion, maybe a good place somebody might see an eagle if they're just trying to see one but couldn't make one of the tours?
Sure. If you can't come to one of the tours, folks, the number one place, at least in this area, probably is the Brussels Ferry, which has great access, and there's usually at least a handful of eagles on each side of the ferry, and I've been seeing eagles daily there at the ferry already. So if you just want to come and see an eagle or two, that'd be a great opportunity.
And one more time before we end the show, we'll let you leave that reservation number, which people need to make for one of the tours, and that is?
It's 618-786-3323.
Scott Isringhausen, thank you for joining us on Around Macoupin County.
Thank you for having me here. I appreciate it.
And you can join us again next weekend for another edition. For WSMI, I'm Rick Davis.